Hello, my name is Spencer Tyree, this week's host of Know the News, a weekly podcast by the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette that touches on the many events, news, and sports and people in Northwest Arkansas. It's been a big news week for Theater Squared, the regional professional theater company based in Fayetteville. After 13 years at the helm, Martin Miller is leaving his post as the executive director for an iconic theater in Princeton, New Jersey. Arts and entertainment editor Becca Martin Brown talks with Miller and T2 founder and artist director Bob Ford. We should warn you that Martin is in the car with several of the big reasons he's moving to Princeton full-time. It's his family, so the audio is a little bit rough. And after the interview, we'll tell you a little bit more about what else is coming this weekend in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. But for now, here's Becca's conversation.
I am joined today, I guess I should tell you who I am. I'm Becca Martin Brown. I'm the arts and entertainment editor for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And I'm joined by some of my favorite people, Bob Ford, the founder, one of the founders of Theater Squared, and Martin Miller, the executive director of Theater Squared and producer, and the guy who's abandoning us and going to New Jersey.
Oh.
What are you going to do with that one, Martin?
Oh, you made me feel so reverse bereft when you put it that way.
So it's big news that you're leaving. It's been 13 years. What do you have to say for yourself?
You know, it is absolutely still hard for me to process. And so we have the appropriate mix of excitement and waking up and thinking about all the great possibilities in this new sphere at the McCarter Theater Center, while also nursing the feeling of having to let go of an identity associated with an institution with which I so deeply identify, a place where I have often felt as though I live and breathe the institution, and that the institution is so deeply bound with Northwest Arkansas. So it's a mix of emotions and appropriately just processing them all at once.
Bob, Theater Squared was really just a baby when Martin came. A toddler.
The toddler stumbling, not stumbling, wrong word. I had this picture of like a toddler with its arms up waiting for the world, you know, to welcome it. And, but yeah, I mean, we had, well, I think at that moment we had no paid front office folks. We were paying, of course, everybody artistically that was involved, and we were down the Spring Street in that tiny little storefront office. We had managed to get through a really tricky year, that 2008-2009. If you remember, that was the year the bottom dropped out of the market. And
yeah,
many folks who were able had been able to be really generous towards the arts, you know, had to kind of contract a bit, and we kind of scraped through. In walks Martin Miller.
How did you know it was time for an executive director?
Well, all of that, basically. I think that we had Theater Squared, that first group of folks were mainly artists. And we knew darn well that there were areas that needed a ton of energy and astuteness put into them. Marketing, especially, development, getting out into the community and meeting with government folks and, you know, just making relationships. And first of all, we didn't really have the time to do that, but we really didn't necessarily have the training to do that. So the amazing thing about Martin, you know, he and I go all the way back to when he was in high school and was acting and writing and directing and, yes, making posters. But so here's a guy who really, really well-rounded theater artist who was fresh out of this amazing program up at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, where he worked as an associate producer for 3 years and had just been, you know, immersed in just what we needed. So, Yeah, it was a kind of one of what I would say, one of a number of amazing, the timing was brilliant. Thank you, Martin, and universe.
So, Martin, what was your first impression of that toddler, Theater Squared?
You know, that's a great question. So I've known Bob and Amy for years because I knew them when I lived in Fayetteville growing up. I knew them in high school. When I was in college, I invited them up to my school to lead some workshops, got some funding to bring them up there, a little early training and applying for grants. So I knew their experience. I knew their capacity to create great theater. And I wasn't at all surprised then when I came down as I was winding up this program to visit and watch their production of Rabbit Hole by David Lindsay Abaire, and found it to be a deeply affecting, wonderfully acted production that was honestly one of the more moving experiences I'd had at the theater in years. And I'd been seeing all this exceptional theater in Chicago. So I knew that there was something really special happening there in terms of the artistic quality and the ethos and the values around what was being put on stage. But I also was able to look around the theater and see that there were maybe 30 people attending, and, you know, saw Bob at the door checking in with the donor to see if he could get a check. Because, you know, frankly, they were trying to, it was week by week. And so it was a pretty quick appraisal, but it was really clear that what was happening was really great art, struggling to find its audience, struggling to find support to be able to make that art happen in the way that matched the high aesthetic sort of values and level of expertise that they were bringing to it. But often that's the hardest thing to get right, is the art. So in fact, Theater Squared, for all of its what would appear to anybody looking at a spreadsheet, for all of its apparent deficiencies, had a huge head start on almost any other company of that size, in that the work was just so terrific. So I had another opportunity in Chicago, which I ended up turning down. I was to serve as executive director for another company up there, because I felt, you know what, this work is great, and I feel like there's great potential in this area, and I think I kind of uniquely understand that, having grown up there. So that was my first impression, and it did, in fact, prove correct. The work was going to be the rock that we built the institution on, and I knew something about how to help grow an institution.
I know there's so many things to be proud of, Martin, in your tenure, but you've got to be incredibly proud that Theater Squared survived the pandemic.
It was a really challenging moment for the entire industry. And there was, I think, one of the hardest parts was the uncertainty. You know, we basically just tried to make choices based on what we felt was the right thing to do. But we, you know, we tried to make our choices based on what we felt was the right thing to do. And that turned out to be a pretty good compass for us. We decided, of course, to keep our team intact. We decided we need to keep creating this work. It is our purpose. If we can't gather people at the theater, how can we get it to people? So we started streaming. And those two things together meant we were able to kind of exit the gathering restrictions in 2021, a bit of a head start on the rest of the field. And I think that's helped get us where we are today. But you're absolutely right. You know, you make the decisions you think are right, and then somebody, it turns out there's new information and you just have to go with it. I think a great example of that was, you know, our cafe team. We said, you know what, let's move some of our cafe staff members over to full-time salaries so that they have health insurance. Even if we can't keep the cafe open right now, they're going to need that right now. It's a pandemic. And then they introduced the world's most forgiving unemployment program. and staff members were coming and saying, you know, we kind of would rather we had been laid off because we kind of want to go take advantage of that. But, you know, it's kind of like, how do you know? You just do what you think the right thing is, and then you move along as the world gives you more information.
But it's great when the right thing that you do is so right that the rest of the country looks at you to see how you're doing it.
Exactly. I think it's been really neat to, oddly enough, be moving past this pandemic era with a much higher national profile than we ever had. You know, it's really hard to get folks from the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal to fly out and see a show in Arkansas. But when most of the field shuts down and suddenly the work is in your living room, it's easier to ask them to tune in. And when they what they saw, they loved, you know, best of the year list in the New York Times for a play that eventually won an Obie Award, in Arkansas's first, in fact. The Wall Street Journal calling Theater Squared an outstanding drama company, well-deserving of its fine reputation. Those were the kinds of validation that we knew we would find if we just could get the spotlight trained on us for a minute. And oddly enough, the pandemic was that opportunity.
So what made it time, Martin, to let go of Theater Squared?
Still,
I know it was hard.
You say that. Yes, it was absolutely hard. And I think that it's a combination of factors. You know, a lot of folks have pointed to the fact that I've been going back and forth between Princeton and while also working and, in a sense, living in another. My wife, Lisa, took a position as a professor at Princeton in 2019, and I've been going back and forth ever since. And I am excited to spend more time with my kids and my family, to go to all their performances, but also just be able to sit around the dinner table and talk with all of them. But I will add to that two factors. One, just what an amazing place Theater Squared is in. Really, for what feels like the first time, is just how deep the bench of talent is there, how clear the vision is for where we want to go as an organization, how much goodwill there is in the community and support, broad support. I think we had over 2,500 separate individual donors to the organization last year. That really says something about how much people treasure that institution, and that made me feel secure in the next step as well. And then finally, I am really truly excited about this opportunity. The McCarter Theater Center is, you know, a nearly 100-year-old institution. It's won multiple Tony Awards. It's a key core part of this community in which I have been living and our family's been growing. And I remain and always will be excited about creating theater in the community in which I live.
So Bob, where do you go to find another Martin?
Well, you know, I think that's always the case whenever anyone leaves who's amazing at a job, and the job is kind of all he's also created the job, right? So we're not gonna find another Martin. We don't have to, you know. Boy, that would be great, wouldn't it? But the thing is, we don't have to, for all the reasons that he just said. You know, he and us, but he especially, has created this amazing team at T2, including and shared the much of what he does as an executive director and producer with both me and Shannon Jones, our general manager. So, you know, it's personally, I will feel bereft. Institutionally, there are things that we will need to absolutely fill in. But yeah, I'm not too worried about that. But the short answer is there's only one Martin Miller, you know. And the other thing I just want to say, you know, it is thrilling that Martin got this offer from one of the top Old Line regional theaters in the country, because I know darn well that was a competitive search, right? And that we kind of grew this guy here, you know? It just shows how, you know, what a treasure we had here with him, that one of the top theaters in the country kind of grabbed him. I am, and as long as I'm talking about this, I just got to say personally how thrilled I am also that he is going to be in Princeton, you know, I think 5 minutes away from your work. Well, he was 2 minutes away here, but and with his family, you know, while they're still in school. And I just think it's great. So the other thing is, now we have kind of a super ally on the East Coast at a major theater. And it kind of it's just adds to the reach that we're already feeling and have grown to. So so I'm pretty excited. Yeah, of course. I mean, we grew up together, so.
And if you think time doesn't fly, Martin, how old are the kids?
17, 15, and 8.
And I'm going to go lie down now. Oh, is
indeed
that possible? So you've got a little time to have them all at home.
Yeah, certainly. We talked a lot about how important these last couple of years at home, especially with our older kids before they go off to colleges, and yeah, those were all part of our conversations. But you know, it's fun to also think about, you know, Theater Squared in a way, as you don't want to go too far with the metaphor, but it really feels like Theater Squared's stepped out into the world as well, and it's no longer a place where it's any one person. There's no one's identity is bound up with the theater. It is its own place. It has its own culture, its own values and mission, and it can survive and will survive each one of us. And that's a wonderful feeling. That really is, especially in the difficult ecosystem that is the performing arts, nonprofit performing arts in America, that is a wonderful moment to celebrate.
And Thank you so much.
I just want to add to thanks to Martin and all of us, but really part of Martin's astuteness over time was to build what is truly a world-class board of directors. And you know, I was looking around at the meeting the other day and realized, wow, we have the heads of big companies. We have people who have been in the practice of finding, you know, and great talent. And I feel like we're in super good hands with the executive committee, which is part of the board that will be helping us through the transition. So yeah, it feels very solid going forward. I'm excited to see what transpires, but feels pretty secure, given again that the enormous role that Martin has been playing.
That's the best thing you can say of your legacy. Thank both of you for talking to us for Know the News. Martin, we'll miss you, and Bob, I hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Becca.
For more about Martin Miller leaving Theater Squared, catch Becca Martin Brown's story in What's Up in this Sunday's paper. Of course, there's a lot more stories coming this weekend, and we wanted to give you a preview of some of the content. Phosphorus and nitrogen levels in the Whitewater River shed are way up from past years. Doug Thompson will give us an insight into why that might be. The Waka Water Park near Silent Springs is expected to open later this summer. Mike Jones will have details on the 30-acre water park and what officials originally estimated would host 85,000 visitors annually. School's out for kids, but there's still activity in the local school buildings with summer facility projects underway. Al Gaspany tells us of the projects some of the local school districts are up to. The Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale was recently awarded an $80,000 grant to help continue making history and cultural engagement for all. Lorenda Jinks will tell us how that money could be used. One of Bentonville's most popular restaurants is about to get a little bit bigger. That's right, it's the Chick-fil-A on Walton Boulevard. And Mike Jones will explain the restaurant's plans and what the City Planning Commission is expected to consider next week. The City of Fayetteville is getting ready to spend $2.7 million to improve the softball fields in Lake Fayetteville. And Stacey Ryburn has that story. Checking in on the River Valley, Van Buren City Council just approved buying 6.6 acres that will be the site of the new city's fire station. Thomas Asente will explain the reason behind the move. And Thomas will also have the story about the Alma City Council setting a special election for August 8th to renew the 1% sales and use tax. And Monica Brick will have a story about the efforts of building a children's museum in Fort Smith. And don't forget, if you're a sports fan, we bring you all the sports around the country every day. This week, check out Rick Fire's feature story on former Bentonville baseball standout Casey Ford, who is playing in the minor leagues team in the Houston Astros system. And coming Sunday in features, the U.S. Marshall Museum's open in Fort Smith, and Becca Martin Brown has a walkthrough for families with Leslie Higgins, Chief Program Officer, in What's Up. And music editor Monica Hooper goes to the podcast studio with Derek and Jody Myers, the American duo of March to August, also in What's Up. And in profiles, April Wallace introduces you to Bentonville Moves, an organization working to help the city of Bentonville be a safer place for those who are commuting around the town on bikes. All of this and more will be available for our subscribers on our tablet and smartphone apps and at our website at nwaonline.com and the River Valley Democrat Gazette.com. To those of you who are already subscribers, thank you for your support of local journalism. If you're not a subscriber, I hope you'll consider being one. We even have a special offer for our podcast listeners. Just visit nwaonline.com/podcast23 to get started. You can also click the subscribe button on our website at nwaonline.com and the River Valley Democrat Gazette.com. Or you can just call us at 479-684-5509. Be sure to say that you're a podcast listener. Thanks for listening, and we hope you join us next Friday for another edition of Know the News. Have a great week.